Stargazer time. Our weekly look at the massive universe around our tiny planet and also what we can try and spot in our dark island skies. Tapping into the expertise of Christopher Phillips, we've got him on the line now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter rising in the east just after 8:30 p.m. It will be very bright and easy to spot. The moon will be a mere crescent towards week's end, meaning conditions here in the islands will be perfect for stargazing.
This week, something kind of exciting. You've got a return with news from a facility we were recently discussing on Stargazer, and also this time around, there's a family album of stars?
It is indeed, and it's the VLT, the Very Large Telescope, that we visited last week in Chile, and it has created a stunning series of images from young stars and their circumstellar disks. These spectacular images reveal a variety of young stars, each one being quite unique in their appearance and composition. What's truly wonderful in these images is the level of detail that astronomers were able to obtain using the sphere instrument attached to the VLT.
And what's happening in these disks you're talking about?
Well, what we're seeing is material that was left over from the formation of the star. Some of this will spiral in toward the star, some will get thrown out into space, but most of it will go to produce a family of planets, and each family will be different.
And in terms of the age of the stars?
Well, most of them are around 10 million years old. Now, when you consider the Sun, which is 4.6 billion years old, give or take a few million years, these stars are infants in comparison.
And I imagine this gives some kind of idea about our own solar system and what it might have looked like a long time ago.
It really does. And it's one of the reasons we study these young stars so closely. It helps us better understand the origins of our own solar system and how our family of planets came to be.
And so they don't have any planets around them?
Not at the moment. Or if they do, they're in their what we call the planetesimal stage, just the seeds of planets.
And no idea if any will be in the so-called Goldilocks zone?
Well, it's entirely possible, but these solar systems are very dynamic and things move around a lot.
Well, we'll count on you for the update when there's some movement.
In a few billion years' time.
It's Christopher Phillips and Stargazer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.